It's the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 67 degrees. Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, it's a wonderful day. We're having beautiful weather. Hard not to be buoyant and ready to move forward and have a great time.
The lie. It can be so harmful in our lives, Dr. Braccio. Why do people lie?
Well, people lie for a lot of different reasons. Some people really exaggerate, like the 100-pound bass, okay? They're out fishing. You go, oh, really? Or somewhere, Aunt Mildred's fire engine hat, and you tell her, wow, that really looks nice, you know? And those are the type of little lies that people kind of chuckle about and maybe don't worry about. Ranging all the way to the antisocial personality disorder, or the psychopath, sociopath, who are out to deceptively deceive and destroy a person. Now, somewhere in the middle, we have other types of lies. If people exaggerate, people that are passive-aggressive will not tell the truth, hoping to put things off. So it's kind of a human trait. People tend to lie or exaggerate, call it whatever you will. It's kind of when these things lead to really deception, when they lead to problems in relationships, when they lead to you just can't trust a person, then there really becomes a problem. And some people cannot distinguish between what we would call a fib, Tony, and people that just lie all the time to get out of things, to deny they've done things, to blame others for things that they're responsible for. So it's really a very common element in people, and really happens limitless times, every day, every minute, throughout the country, throughout everywhere. How does that sound? Pretty natural kind of experience, unfortunately.
There are people who lie habitually and not even know it. How do we stop doing that?
Well, it's a very hard thing. You first have to know you have a problem. Some people are so used to lying. You know, I didn't cut the grass because I couldn't find the mower, or I didn't do this, or you didn't do this, or no, you didn't tell me. A person has to make a conscious effort. They have to sit down and examine themselves, examine their conscience, if you will, as we used to say in the old Catholic days. And you just have to figure out, what are you doing, what are you saying, and just realize it's wrong. And a lot of people are so good at lying that they often don't get caught, or a lot of the time they don't get caught. And that's even worse, because if you tend to get away with it, that can be a reinforcement to continue. But the main thing is to just make an effort to be truthful, really to work on keeping lies, keeping things out. I mean, there are going to be a time you're going to tell Aunt Mildred, ooh, that fire engine hat really looks nice, because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And there are times that being too honest can be a problem. Well, I think most of us can distinguish between something like that and just saying things that are really wrong and unethical. But it's a personal choice, and you really have to work at it, Tony. And a lot of people, if not most people, really aren't willing to do that.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. Thanks so much for speaking psychologically with us, Dr.
Tony, always a pleasure. And work on truth. That's what we all have to do. Truth tellers, that's what we try.
It's 7:18, 67 degrees. When we come back, details about a new champion in hockey. And when we come back, we'll talk with Rich Earl, WILS News Director. The city of Lansing is $1.8 million in debt for this current budget. We'll tell you why and what happened next on 1320 WILS.